This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
On this episode of Brandon and Jesse's 8 Bits, HR 4204 is not just a bad movie title.
We're going to spruce up some Skyrim and get some new.
And EA is officially the worst company in America. Stay tuned.
Start.
Welcome back to another episode of Brandon and Jesse's 8 Bits. I'm Jesse Miller, the angriest angry bird flinger there ever was, and joining me, as always, is Brandon Williams, the best artist Draw Something has ever seen.
Beep, boop, beep.
Beep, boop, beep. That's the Cleveland R2-D2, for those of you who didn't know. All right, now... This first story we've got on the docket here is actually this came out of nowhere. I did not know this was happening. I'm really glad I read it because now I can start trying to do something about it. There's a bill going through the governmental channels at this point. It's actually very descriptively named Bill HR 4204. That tells you everything you need to know right there. That name, HR 4204. Right? No, of course it doesn't. Basically, what it's trying to do is get a warning label put on all 10-plus age video games, so anything meant for people over 10 years of age, that will say, I mean, basically, it's like the little Surgeon General's warning you find on tobacco products, and it says, warning, exposure to violent video games has been linked to aggressive behavior.
But there's no... They had never proven that.
It's never been actually linked to aggressive behavior.
Yeah, that's like saying, oh, well, you know, when people just make stuff up and it's just something that people think is what happens.
Yeah, see, they've done multitudes of studies to disprove this exact fact. Fact of the matter is, aggressive people tend to play video games. So
well, aggressive people obviously are going to play more aggressive games.
Exactly.
That's just you know, the human nature of things. A peaceful guy is not going to want to play a game that has a lot of aggressive stuff in it. It doesn't really affect the aggressiveness level that is already there. It just depends on – it's like I don't like the movie Hostel and stuff like that because I'm not an aggressive person and I just – it's just not what I like to see. I don't need to see blood and guts and stuff like that, right? I don't hate those movies. I don't hate the Saw movies. It's just something that's not me. But I have friends that are much more aggressive people, and they love those movies. It doesn't mean they watch those movies and it turned them into aggressive people. They were aggressive way before they ever saw those movies. They just tend to like them more.
Exactly. And, I mean, like I said, you can't really say enough bad about this. It's just...
It's like putting a label on every single Barbie game and every single, you know, like My Little Pony game saying, warning, playing this game may turn you into a woman.
Like, exactly.
No, it what just about, is played by women more often.
What about all of the fashion magazines having a label on them that says, warning, may cause eating disorders.
Yeah.
May cause low self-esteem.
Yeah, we don't have to have those.
Exactly. Putting a label on all your cell phones. Warning, texting can cause you to run into crap. You know, texting can make you walk into the street and get hit by a bus. If you put a warning label on everything that can possibly endanger you in any way, shape, and or form, you're going to be wasting a lot of stickers.
I mean, this goes back to the caution, coffee is hot.
Exactly.
And I mean, that nothing annoys me more than the phrase, caution, coffee is hot, because it's like, really?
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, you know, I mean... How many people had to test the temperature of the coffee with their testicles before that became an issue? That's what I want to know.
Is the person who said, you know what'll fix the problem with people burning themselves? If we told them it was hot, that'll fix the problem.
Because you can't feel it through the cup already.
Yeah. And I've never seen like a stove that you buy and it says, caution, stove gets hot. It's just something you know. And if you don't know it, it's like you said. It's survival of the fittest. The kid who eats the most marbles doesn't live that long.
Yeah. The kid who eats too many marbles doesn't grow up to have kids of his own. That's the way it works. This is being put forth by Joe Baca, which is funny on its own because I think Baca is actually the Japanese word for idiot, but I'm not positive.
Joe Mama?
Yeah, Joe Mama.
It sounds like Chewbacca's lame brother.
He's a Democrat from California. He's a Democrat from California, and which I didn't expect this from a Democrat. That's kind of weird. Frank Wolf, one man wolf pack, is a Republican from Virginia. That I think that's right. VA is Virginia, right? Yeah,
you couldn't get much more old manish if you tried in that situation.
Yeah. So, like I said, H.R. 4204, and it's also known as the Violence in Video Games Labeling Act. So definitely write your local congressman, tell him this is a bad idea. I mean, this is a complete and utter waste of time. Not only that, it's a bold-faced lie.
Do you remember, you're older than me, so you'll remember it, because I remember it very well.
Why, thank you, Sonny.
Power Rangers debuted.
The TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I watch Power Rangers like every morning, man.
Okay, so have you ever beat the shit out of a kid?
Do you really ever? Want me to?
Just ran up and started beating the shit out of some kid?
No. And okay. I definitely didn't make sound effects at the time.
Well, there was a huge movement all over the place to try getting Power Rangers taken off TV because they did karate and stuff, and they say that made kids fight and beat up kids. I never started just fighting and beating up a kid. Same thing with professional wrestling. You know, if you like professional wrestling, you know what? That's your thing. I don't care. It's fine. But the fact that people say, oh, we don't want wrestling because kids break other kids' necks when they do wrestling moves. It's like, well, that's because, you know, they say right there, by the way, we're professionals. Don't do this. I've never seen a little kid sack another kid at the 20-yard line either. It's just, you know, it's a sport. You're not supposed to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
If the kid's dumb enough to try to do something that he sees on TV, then let him. That's where the show Jackass came out, and I'm like, good. We're going to lose some stupid people. That's a good thing.
Let's thin the herd a little.
Yeah, exactly. If you're dumb enough to do some of the stuff without training like they have, then please, please do it. Because I want you to die. I mean, that's easy. If you were going to cause problems for me, if you're going to make it where I can't watch something I enjoy because you're too stupid and you might die from it, please, please die.
You heard it here first. All right. So, like I said, definitely call your local congressperson. Get this thrown out. This is ridiculous. There's no good can come of it. All right. Next thing. Have you played Skyrim lately and just found that you've done everything?
Absolutely everything besides the missions that are screwed up? Yes.
Well,
in my game, two missions are permanently frozen.
Bethesda Softworks, so that's the people who actually put out Skyrim, they've said that they're going to be releasing big news for next month. What could that be?
Oblivion.
They've said that, yeah, definitely. It's an update to Oblivion, woo! They said that they've got announcements lined up for both Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, and Rage. I'm thinking DLC. It's what it sounds like. You know?
What if it's a DLC pack that opens up like an island in between these two and it links the two games?
That would be awesome. Take a dune buggy into freaking Skyrim. I'd be ramping everything in Markarth. Screw Shadowmere. Give me the freaking dune buggy with the Gatling gun attached to the top. So We're hoping that this is DLC announcement, because it would be really nice to get some DLC for Skyrim. Rage, haven't played it for a while. I'm not even 100% sure I finished it, to be completely honest. I don't remember. If that's any testament to how okay that game was. So, all right. You haven't played Mass Effect 3, have you?
No, I am a huge fan of internet memes. So whenever an internet meme comes out and it's like a joke about a new game or something, I go and I look it up to find a study. Like Skyrim had the I used to be an adventurer like you until I took the arrow to the knee.
Yeah.
Like they had messed with that and done internet memes of that. And then I knew that one that made me laugh was I got calibrations to do, or I'm going to do my calibrations, which was the guy from Mass Effect. That apparently there's some NPC character who always refers to calibrations.
That might be
one alien guy.
Oh, okay. I think I know who you're talking about.
Well, and then I know that the ending was such an epic like failure as an ending that it's become its own internet meme.
Exactly.
Like where they find things that had really shitty endings, just like the end of Saint Elsewhere, or I mean, just really terrible, terrible endings, and they say still a better ending than Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, okay, if you get just one ending, it's not so bad. But if you actually go through and watch all of the endings, it becomes pretty horrible. The bigger picture is just pretty horrible. As a matter of fact, spoiler alert, so you might want to fast forward a couple.
It's been out for long enough where you can't spoil the ending.
So, but basically, I'm not going to go into detail, but basically, the way the game ends, there's a giant explosion of some sort of proportion, maybe giant, that at the end of the game it happens, and for three separate endings, okay, it happens this way. The only difference in the explosion is the color. Literally. It does the exact same thing. It's just difference in the color. And a few things get destroyed and other ones that don't. And, you know, not a big enough difference. The outcome is exactly the same each time. A group of gamers.
How many endings are there?
I believe there are three. Yeah, I think there are three.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So a group of gamers, one of my favorite things that's happened with this is a group of gamers actually sent a box of cupcakes to Bethesda with three different colors of cupcakes in it, and they all tasted exactly the same.
I do like the have you seen the internet trend of ugly Commander Shepard?
Uh-uh.
Where, like, you know how you make your own Shepard?
Yeah.
Well, people making him absolutely as ugly as they can. But there's another one of people making him look like famous people. And, like, really? They rate, you know, you can rate it on who did the best job and who looks the most like the person they're aiming for. There's one that someone did of Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
It is dead on. It is insane. He looks just like him.
That's awesome. Oh,
it's
man.
Actually pretty funny.
I'm looking at some of these. Some of these are pretty ridiculous.
Samuel L. Shepard is the name of it.
Wow, some of these are pretty bad. Holy
the ugly shepherds?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, they just mess with it as any way they can.
That's awesome. Wow, okay. I'm going to have to go through those later. Anyway, so back to the original story. The BioWare has announced that they're going to release a free DLC that will fix the ending of Mass Effect. Now, of course, they don't say fix the ending.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
Clarify.
Yeah, it's going to be more cinematics, more context, things like that. It's not going to be more gameplay. You know, so... For all you who hated the ending, you'll probably be getting a new one in summer. And it'll be free. They haven't released an actual date yet. They just say summer. Hopefully... It's called the Extended Cut. So we'll see how that happens, you know.
They used to call me the extended cut in high school.
Did they now?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that used to be my wrestler name. All right. Brandon, when's the last time you played Skyrim?
We had this conversation.
I want a date and a time.
I'd say 2 weeks ago.
What were you wearing?
I actually was wearing, I'm almost 100% positive, because I wear it so often, khaki shorts and some type of geek-related t-shirt.
Yeah, that's almost,
I can almost guarantee that's what I was wearing.
It's almost like saying I was wearing black pants and an overshirt that was made from
yeah,
Dickies.
Exactly. Right now I'm wearing not that at all, which is funny, but
wow.
It's a safe bet to assume that's what I was wearing. And I was wearing a hat.
Well, if you haven't played it for a little while, you might want to log in today, because Skyrim will be getting a new patch for all the consoles. The PC has had this for a little while. It arrived about late March or so. It's patch 1.5. It should, they're saying, some of the new features, cinematic kill cameras. So, you know, like when you're fighting someone hand-to-hand and you do that really cool cutscene where it shows you just stabbing them through. And it's actually going to be for projectile weapons like bows and arrows and for spells. Bows and arrows is really going to come in handy, because I've taken some really long shots before, and the guy just stands there and stands there and stands there, and it's like, oh, man, I'm missing this guy 80 times. I'm wasting arrows. I'm just going to walk up and kill him. And then I walk up, and I realize the guy's got one arrow sticking right between his eyes. You know, and when he died, he just leaned against the...
I've told you the coffee story where he was drinking, and I hit him through the face, knocked the cup out of his hand, and it shot up all the way into space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You gotta love when you kill someone so hard that they just glitch.
Yeah. My favorite was when I was really high up for some reason. I don't remember where I was at, and a guy was sitting in a chair, and I aimed down, and the arrow was basically gonna go right into the top of his head, and it did, and he glitched through his chair. So like his legs, he was sitting on the ground with his legs straight out. The chair was basically cutting him in half, and his arms were sticking straight up, like straight up. And it was really weird. That's or the time awesome. That I killed the necromancer mid phase, and I've sent you the picture where his legs are sticking out of the ground, and that's it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's missing. He's just that. His legs sticking out. And my game is glitched at that point because you have to search his body for a key.
That's awesome.
And I can't search his body. So it's pretty awesome. Well, that's one of the glitches in my game.
The new features, like I said, one of them is kill cameras for projectile weapons and spells. New kill moves and animations for melee weapons. The smithing skill.
Can it be a shorter death for a dragon with one-handed axe? That ending, that death. I mean, it's cool that you get the cool scene, but man, it's so long.
this one I like. Smithing skill increases... it has a factor in how much the value of a created item.
Well, son of a bitch. Now at my point in the game where money means nothing and my smithing skill is maxed out, they're doing something about it.
Well, you know.
Right, now I have so much money I buy random things for no reason.
Really?
See, yeah.
I don't have a lot of money, but I do have a chest full of crap.
Well, see, I did was every time I go into a house, like I buy a new house, all those fancy clothes and shoes and stuff, they sell for a little bit, but if you go and enchant them, then they sell for a whole bunch more. So I just do that. And anytime I go on a mission, if I pick up like items, any item, if it's not enchanted, I enchant it before I sell it.
Nice.
So I have so much money, it's ridiculous. And I mean, I go and I'm like, sure, I'll buy all these wheels of cheese. I don't know. I just go buy whatever.
I'll buy all of your wheels of cheese.
I'll take all of them.
I used to be a cheesemaker like you till I took an arrow in the knee. Well, if you want to, I mean, there's a lot of bug fixes. Those are basically the new features, but a lot of bug fixes. So if you want to read them all, we've got a link in the show notes. Cinema Blend did a really nice rundown. So you can read all of them for yourself. So that I don't have to read them to you.
Woohoo!
Or I could just create an audiobook of the Skyrim 1.5 patch bug fixes. I could use little voices for each of them, you know. Anyway. Now, I know, Brandon, you don't play Minecraft.
I've dabbled.
You've crafted once or twice?
Yeah, it's not that I hate it. It's too time consuming, and
well, that it
it's
is.
A game that requires you to be able to sit down and play for quite a while. And I unfortunately don't have that kind of time. I wish I did.
Yeah, I know. I usually play it at night when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So, Mojang, I guess is how you say. I've loved the game. I still haven't learned how to say the developer's name. Is going to be coming out with a new game, and it's got one of the most complicated titles I think I've ever seen in my life. It's 0x10c. Now, it's basically, it's an equation. It's 0 times 10c. It's, he explains it, and it's weird. Let's see here. In a parallel, I can read this verbatim here from Cinema Blend's website. In a parallel universe where the space race never ended, space travel was gaining popularity amongst corporations and rich individuals. In 1988, a brand new deep sleep cell was released, compatible with all popular 16-bit computers. Unfortunately, it used big Indian... I guess it's a mathematical number system?
Interrupt you, but because you said go through all the bug fixes, right here, in Waking Nightmare, fixed occasional issue where ear and they're not pathing properly. That's what my guy did, because he went into the place and then went through the wall and is fighting people on the other side of a wall that he has not opened for me. So it actually fixes my glitch.
Oh, congratulations.
Now all I got to do is see if it fixes the other glitch, which is the one where the dude's stuck.
Gotcha. Anyway, see, unfortunately it uses big Indian, whereas the DCPU 16 specification call for little Indian. I don't know. That it's fictitious computer language, really, is what they're saying there. This led to a severe bug in the included drivers, causing a requested sleep of X times a bunch of zeros and a one years to last for X times 0001. Yeah, a lot more years. So basically, complicated turns into complicated, which gives you the title of 0x10 to the C power. Enjoy that. Basically, it's a space game, and they don't release a whole lot of information. It's in very early development stages. They have a rough idea of what it's supposed to be like, a sci-fi game with engineering and fully working computer systems. That would be kind of cool. Players will engage in space battles with both the AI and other players, and they'll also explore the various planets of the galaxy and engage in trading, mining, and a bit of random looting. So sounds like a blast. If you like Minecraft and if you haven't tried Minecraft yet, try it out. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's good stuff. But
this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So check it out. Like I said, 0x10 to the C power. Like, that's going to be real easy to remember.
I'm going to call it Larry for short.
Ah, Larry.
Remember, have you played Larry?
Yeah, remember that game, Larry? That was a good game, that game, Larry. All right. Next and last. This one I saved for last because I figured I'm going to probably... I mean, this always... Anytime we talk about this company, it turns into a rant. EA. EA Sports. It's in the game. No, it's not in the game. As a matter of fact, EA, you're not in the game anymore because you have officially been voted the worst company in America. You beat out Bank of America, which nobody likes. It's fantastic. I love it.
It's pretty good.
The Consumerist does a best and worst companies of America, every year. EA was in the running for the worst up against Bank of America. All right, 250,000 votes, and EA takes the crown. They are the worst company in America, not only because of their customer service, the way they swindle customers out of their money, their general views, but also employees. Their employees don't even like them.
Which is sad. Think about your friends, right? Just think about any given group of 10 people that you know, right? I'm talking to everybody that's listening. Now, imagine how many of them would love more than anything to work for a video game company. Now, imagine this is a company with thousands of people, and they hate it. So it's kind of funny to think about that. This is a job that people want.
Yeah.
And people strive for, and they hate it. It's not like, oh, I hate working at Walmart. I hate working at McDonald's. It's not like you want that job. You're just working it. This is a job you try for, and you want to get there. You get there, and then you're like, this job sucks. So that's pretty bad.
Exactly. And EA has escaped two separate class action lawsuits from employees because of mistreatment and poor working conditions. So, like I said, it's not just customers. Their employees hate them. You know? I mean, EA is the bane of the gaming industry. Just, I could go on and on about the fact that you have to have a $10 code to play multiplayer online stuff because they don't want to give up their games to secondhand gaming. You know, that just angers me so much. It's ridiculous. Which, by the way, I beat the system because I buy them from Gamefly, who includes the code when you buy it. So, So it's ridiculous. I mean, and EA has actually said, and this is from them. This is Joe Riesberg for EA Corporate Communications.
Joe Vaca? Is it him again?
No, right. Wrong guy. He says, we're sure that bank presidents, oil, tobacco, and weapons companies are all relieved that they weren't on the list this year. We're going to continue making award-winning games and services played by more than 300 million people worldwide. All right, number one, you're skirting the issue. Number two, award-winning games. There are hundreds of award-winning games. Number three, 300 million people worldwide. Wonderful. Fantastic. Great. But just because your game is so easy that people can pick it up and immediately start playing it, Call of Duty, there's no reason for you to tout that.
Look at the people who play that game. Yeah, congratulations. That's your group. That's like ICP we got one of the biggest fan bases out there. It's like, yeah, you do. And I've met your fan base, and, well, you can keep them.
Another one of those Darwinian things.
EA is the ICP of video game companies.
Nice. That's awesome. It's, you know, whenever you're talking about things like Call of Duty, you know, all the pretty much the whole EA catalog, it's, I mean, EA's part of Mass Effect. Mass Effect 3 ending. I mean, they're boogering up that horribly. So, bastards. EA gave me the damn hiccups. That's how much I hate them. I want to puke on them.
It's awesome whenever you have to do something like record your voice for something kind of professional, and then you get something like the hiccups.
Isn't it great? I think they're gone. They might be gone.
I don't know.
Don't think
you
about it.
Probably got scared of EA because, you know, they got all those sports games that people love.
Yeah.
I love that that's their bread and butter, too. I mean, I know that they do well with everything else, sure. But they don't win awards for originality, that's for sure.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, look at all the Call of Duty games.
Yeah, the Call of Duty games, and every single one of their sports games is just they improve the functions from the previous one. That's all you do. You go look at it, and you improve it a little bit. That's all Call of Duty is. You look at what you just already did, you improve it a little bit. Not a lot, either. I'm talking just a little.
To be completely honest, they don't even necessarily improve it every time. Sometimes they throw it into the ground and bury it, because Modern Warfare 3, I didn't like Modern Warfare 3 as much as I like Modern Warfare 2. I don't know
I've actually heard a lot of people say stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, the whole gameplay aspect of it itself was not, I didn't like it as much. I didn't like the things they added. So, you know, they're not always even changing it for the better. They're just changing it to change it. Just to say, new features on the box. Otherwise, all they would be able to do is say, you know, same game, same label, same stuff. Enjoy. And people would buy that too, I'm sure, though.
Yeah, not even in, like, you know, the teenhood of video games, Mario, even that game, as basic as it was and as new as it was, and they could have easily to repost the game exactly the same and people would have bought it. Mario, for every, think about Mario 1. Basic side scroller. Mario 2, they came in with all this the separate characters with different abilities. Mario 3, they do the map aspect of it. They give you all these abilities. They make the graphics beautiful. And then it's like, you know, Super Mario. They continue to grow. And, I mean, that's what a company should do, is push their boundaries. And it doesn't always work, unfortunately. Sometimes you get Super Mario Sunshine. You know what I mean? It just happens.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get Luigi's Mansion. And you go so far off the page, you think it's going to fail, that it does so well, like Luigi's Mansion. EA Games has said, let's throw these games out there. Oh, it works. Stick with that. And whenever they do finally get something that's original, it's not like it was bred in their area. You know, someone else came up with it, and then they bought the rights. Like, I'm pretty sure Mass Effect was designed – they just bought the rights to distribute it. Like, it was created by another
Well, yeah, that's pretty much all EA does, is buy the rights and distribute games. I mean, they're a publisher. They're not a development company.
No, but I mean, they, you know, that they don't put any money into development whatsoever. They're the ones who,
as little as possible.
Yeah,
they put in as little as just fiscally possible,
because
just
it's like
to etch by.
It's like producers for movies. You know, you can't blame them for the movies being horrible, but you can definitely point some of the blame in their direction, because obviously they're the ones who are going to say, no, I think it needs to be Jim Carrey. And it's like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't need to be Jim Carrey. It doesn't need to be Adam Sandler. They're like, no, it's either them or Eddie Murphy. You're like, no, the movie doesn't need this. Producers are the ones that kind of go, it's getting in there anyway. I mean, that's just the way it is, and that's what they are. They're basically like producers for video games. They say, all right, we have this idea for a war game, but it's going to be like this. Like, no, that's too different. I just want it basic war game the way we've always done it. I mean, you can make the graphics a little better and add some more missions, and that's it. And it's like, well, what are the villains? Oh, Nazis. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, do you remember the movie – the Austin Powers movie, the second one, The Spy Who Shagged Me. At the very beginning, he's doing a commercial. He talks to James. I think it was, who was it he was talking to? I think it was James Cameron, who's the actual director of the commercial. And he goes, you know, I like the commercial, but I think we could probably do this. And Cameron turns around and he goes, really? Because my friend thinks differently. And he's holding the little Academy Award guy in his hand, you know? Yeah. It's basically like that. It's like, oh, you think so? Well, all these games that made so much money say differently. So stick with the program, run with the pack.
Oh yeah,
and don't
in Hollywood. Anybody in, like, you know, the people that like to make jokes about that stuff, they know how development works, and it's trash. Another good example is if you've ever seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Whenever they reveal that the monkey was the killer in the Scream movie, she's like, really, Wes? The monkey? And Wes Craven is just counting money.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, huh?
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I mean, not only was Kevin Smith making a joke about how development ruins things, but Wes Craven was in on it going, oh, yeah, development totally ruins things. So, I mean, you got movie directors like that doing it. And video game people, I mean, they know. They don't have as much freedom to make jokes about it, obviously, because how do you do it? I mean, Bethesda kind of did it with the liar guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes jokes basically about their stupid ideas in the first game. Oh, I carry an extra weapon with me in case one breaks.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, breaking weapons. That was so stupid.
I forget what that guy's name is, but I love him.
Is it like Maker or Faker the Liar or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, it starts with an M, I believe. He's a Khajiit that roams randomly. He can even roam off the map. So it's, you know,
speaking
it's really
of
hard
off
to find
the map
it.
And we were talking about DLC, you do know that some developers, in the PC version at least, had hacked the game to fly.
Yeah.
And that when they got to the edge of the map, they could see that the cities and stuff that were designed for Oblivion were there. And they can't tell, obviously, if it was just an image or if it's actually mapped areas, but they could see that there was at least that they've at least started to design the fact that Oblivion, the areas that are in Oblivion, I can't remember the name of that section,
Cyrodiil.
Do exist.
Cyrodiil,
yeah. I hope they do like the Black Marsh and stuff. That would be cool.
I think I would be awesome if you own both games that you could just merge the two and have Skyrim graphics and gameplay mechanics on Cyrodiil's map, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That'd
I mean,
be so
obviously
awesome.
It's thousands of years later or something, so you can't really.
Yeah, I guess so. Time travel, man.
Yeah, sure, it can happen.
Put a TARDIS in Markarth.
You bang a witch? You know? It could be another one of those stories.
You steal a ring and a goat and put the ring on the staff and impale the goat with the staff and then bang a witch and poof, you're in Cyrodiil.
There you go.
In that order, by the way.
Yeah, be careful where you put the ring and what you do with it and who you bang. I mean, you can get these rules mixed up pretty simply.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Anyway, so that's pretty much all we have for you right now. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
You have anything?
What are you playing?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got to talk about what we're playing. Well, let's see. Of course, I'm playing Mass Effect 3. And yes, I did get to the ending. I got to the good, like the supreme, you're the man, you're cool, and you were nice to absolutely everybody ending. A lot of people were all pissed off because, oh, Shepard dies no matter what you do. No, not necessarily. Watch, get the really good ending and watch all the way to the very end. It's not ironclad, but he's not necessarily dead. So, yeah, I've been playing Mass Effect 3 like mad to get to the ending. Other than that, because I actually bought an iPad 3, I'm not going to call it the new iPad because it's the third freaking iPad. Anyway, since I bought the iPad 3...
Invisible Shield by Zag, they released, you know, obviously they can't make these things. The day that it's announced and the name comes out, they're not going to go, okay, hurry, get that name on there.
Yeah.
They made products way in advance, so we got them in, and all the screen protectors for it are called iPad 3.
Nice, nice.
So it's kind of funny.
Well, you know, it's the easier way of making people understand what it is, for goodness sake. Anyway, because I have an iPad 3, I also downloaded Angry Birds Space HD.
Well, here's a question. When iPad 4 comes out, what will you call the 3?
I don't. That's exactly what I mean.
So it's like, hey, what do you got there? I got an iPad 5. Oh, I got the new iPad. You're like, this is the new iPad. You're like, no, this is the new iPad. It's like, no, that one's 3 years old. Like, no, it's the new iPad.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not the new iPad. It's the iPad 3. No, it's not the iPad 3. It's a new iPad. So, you know, it's going to cause, you know, problems like that.
Exactly.
I mean, hipsters and baristas everywhere are going to be fighting.
It's well,
gonna be ridiculous.
It's going to be
the
great.
Shops are going to be hellholes.
The great barista war of 2020.
The great barista hipster war of 2014.
There'll be thick frame glass.
They're all ironic at each other.
And there'll be thick frame glasses and mixing cups everywhere. Speaking of which, it's off topic, but I've got to say this. Instagram released for Android. We talked about
speaking
it on
hipsters and iPhone.
Exactly. We talked about it on Error Code 8 just a little bit. I'd never mentioned the fact that all these people on Twitter that are iPhone users are constantly saying, oh, now we get to see Instagram photos of what poor people eat. You know, all my Android friends don't follow me on Instagram because ew. You know, they're basically saying that Android should have never gotten Instagram because only poor people use Android. I'm sorry, there's Android phones that are a hell of a lot more expensive than the iPhone.
Pretty sure the Galaxy Note costs more than the any of the iPhones.
Exactly. So, you know, people, you need to stop being so gosh darn elitist and buck up a little.
Well,
you
they
know?
Just do that because they have to. I mean, I sell phones. I sell them for a living, and I know how people are with phones. When you get an iPhone, basically, you constantly have to – like Samsung puts out new phones every year. Sure, whatever. And sometimes you get something awesome like the Galaxy Nexus. And sometimes you get something crappy like the Captivate, right? I mean, it just happens.
Yeah.
With iPhone, it's like, yeah, well, every year we may release a new one. We may not. We're not sure. So obviously, hold on to what you got, and you better like it because you may not get another one for 2 years. We don't know. And then when you do get it, it's like people with a 3GS that just got it, the 4S now, and they're looking like idiots with the 3GS. So it's one of those things. You look like an idiot when you have an older one because you don't have the newest one, yet they pump out new ones too often or not often enough depending on what they decide to do. So, yeah, they just kind of – it's also funny to me. It's like people are like, why – I had a lady who had an iPhone, got rid of it, bought a Android, which she loves way more. She ended up getting the Galaxy S2,
cool.
AT&T, and she was like, "I love this phone. Why do people think the iPhone's so much better? You can't customize anything. It's like these stupid icons on the front of it, and that's it. You can't do any kind of widgets or anything." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, they think widgets are stupid in the iPhone community for some reason, but I think widgets are incredibly useful." And she's like, they are useful. Why would they think they're stupid? I'm like, I don't know, because Apple had more money at the start of this. So whenever movies were, you know, putting phones in their movies, Apple was the one to give them money. So in every movie, when you see someone with a smartphone, they have an Apple generally. They generally have whatever iPhone is out
usually,
at the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, Brad Pitt used it in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so it's good enough for me. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah, well, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly off topic, but it just aggravates me that, I mean, come on, people, let's get along.
I use both of them, and honestly, I'll go with Android over iPhone any day because of the failure rates. So much higher with an iPhone.
That's true. They got to roll out more of them.
Oh, yeah. Broken screen, blah, blah, blah. I mean, mm-hmm. just...
So, Brandon, what are you playing?
I actually downloaded Angry Birds Space, and I like it. I don't like it as much as I like the old ones, though. I think the extra extra aspect to it with the gravity and everything would have been better suited if they would have maybe gone a different direction. But at the same time, I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to do the Mario thing, which is, wow, you know, this game would sell well because it's got interesting, you know, setup. But let's shove the Angry Birds into it just so then people will associate it with that. You know, it's like Mario Baseball and then Mario Kart and all that stuff. It's like those are just regular games, but they're like, eh, it's got Mario in it, so it's different. But yeah, I downloaded Draw Something, and I mean, I love Words with Friends anyway. And Draw Something is like ridiculous fun. Just depending on what friend you're playing with, it's so fun. Just the different things you can do. And if you look up Draw Something, it's called Drawful and Drawsome, which is just, it's just this website that shows amazing Draw Something pictures or just really bad ones. It's hilarious. And I have a friend who is colorblind now I'm playing, and that's not very easy at all, let me tell you. Everything he does is just black, first of all, obviously, because to him, the colors mean absolutely nothing. So I'm drawing something, and I'm like, oh, mustard, that's easy. Oh, now you show me how to show someone mustard that's colorblind. It's way harder than you'd expect. So wow. That was fun. But yeah, Draw Something is what I'm playing. And then recently I got out the old PS2 and dusted it off and hooked it up because I wanted a DVD player in another room. And I was like, I'll just use the PS2 DVD player. It works just fine, right?
Right.
Well, I was like, huh, I'm going to play some of my old games. So I started putting in some, you know, PS1 games I haven't played in a long time. And man, first of all, going back, these graphics are terrible.
just realized that?
You remember back in the day thinking they were amazing. And then when you look at it now, you're like, this is absolutely terrible. How did I ever play this? Including the two games that I've really gotten into that I'm actually playing are Final Fantasy VIII, which, I mean, it's like his legs are two separate squares. You can see them bend at the squares. It's ridiculous. Or rectangles. It's ridiculous. It's really bad. And then the other game is, although I will say this, the cutscenes on 8, they still hold up fairly well.
Really?
The cutscenes on those games, on 7, they were pretty bad. 8, they hold up fairly well. 9, they're pretty solid. 10, they're very solid. The cutscenes are surprisingly well rendered still. It's like they put a lot of effort into those cutscenes.
Huh.
But the other game I'm playing is Diablo, which would have been Diablo 1. Diablo 3 is coming out soon, so I mean, it's pretty relevant. And, oh boy, I have the PS1 version of it. God dang it, that game is just terrible looking. It just is terrible looking. The voice acting, though, is about as bad, but years ago, that was the only game that had voice acting, so that was awesome. It's like,
yeah.
I'm not thirsty when you talk to the cow, and then it's like, if you're the mage guy and you talk to the dead dude at the very beginning, and when you're like the warrior's like, your death will be avenged. When you're the mage, he goes, your death will be avenged! But it just sounds like somebody doing really bad voices, and it's like, god damn it, man, I loved this. That's all I can remember is that I absolutely love this game, and now going back, it's like, this is pretty lame. So, yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Awesome. All right, well, I think that's all we have to talk about for this episode. Brandon, why don't you tell the people where they can find, follow, and or stalk you?
Well, you can always send me an email, brandon@8daysageek.com. I'm always somewhere. I answer questions. I send back emails. I do all that good stuff. So shoot me a message there. And, of course, you can find me on the site. I write occasionally. I do all the stuff for new writers and everything. So if you are wanting to write or you're wanting to talk about video games and you really are out there and you're like, I would love to write about games, then get a hold of me, Brandon@8daysgeek.com. Give me an idea of what you're looking to do, what you want to do, and I can see if we have a place for you here. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter @BrandoSupreme. I'm always on there doing something. I love talking to people, so I generally try to talk back to anyone who replies to me. I do miss some, but you know, most people that reply to me, I get something to. So yeah, there's that.
Yeah, so there's that. I love it. All right, for me, you can find me on Twitter @PenOfDoom. I need more followers. Please follow me. I don't know what.
What are you up to now?
I don't know. I'll look here. If you want to email
me,
you
right can... now too. We'll look at the same time, and then after you're done, you give me your number, and then I'll drop my number.
Okay, so you want me to tell you what my follower count is right now?
No, after you're done with everything else.
Oh, okay. If you want to email me, it's jesse@8daysgeek.com. If you want to look at pretty much anything else I have, then you can go to about.me/Jesse Miller, and all of my stuff is on there. I update it all the time, so it keeps pretty constant. If you'd like to send us a voicemail or a text message and tell us what you think of the Mass Effect 3 endings, or what you think of EA, which I'd love to hear, you can call 754-273-6397.
Hold on, I was too busy with all my Twitter followers. What was that?
Your magnitude of Twitter followers. That number is 754-273-6397. All right. Let's compare numbers. I'm about to get trounced. I'm just going to walk away in a walk of shame after this.
You know what? Even my numbers, though, are lame to other people, so it's not like it's that big of a deal.
Are you like Sheldon on... Big Bang Theory, you're in the triple digits.
I am in the triple digits.
You're a jackass. I have 91.
Hey, you've gone up.
I have
like
gone
by
up.
Two or something.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I have 91 people who give a crap what I say.
Mine is currently sinking. Oh, there it goes. It has sinked. And, ooh, well, 173.
Holy crap, dude. I hate you so much right now.
What's funny is I barely follow anyone back, too, so it's not like I follow everyone back.
Man,
maybe if you talk more on it.
I'm actually not doing too bad nowadays, but I guess what I need to do is I just need to start dropping, like, certain keywords, you know?
Yeah.
Take some not-safe-for-work pics or something.
I'm pretty sure that'll lose followers if you do it.
Well, you know. All right. So, guys, join us next week for another... next week. See, I'm on the wrong podcast. Anyway, no, join us next month for another episode of Jeff Brennan and Jesse's 8 Bits, where we bring you all the gaming news that you should care about in a fun-filled party confetti package. You know, because everyone likes confetti. Like little strips of happiness falling
Taylor
out of the air.
Loves confetti.
Start.
Oh, look at that. I got a mention from Brando Supreme. Isn't that so nice of
him? Well, I thought I'd throw out, you know, a little help.
Nice. I feel so special.
Yep, well...